Simon Shinchav Dalet Sif Aleph. In Kervin Hateben Bichvoro Shipal Hamoitz Loritz. So you want to process the shaft, that the shaft should fall out. So the malacha of Zora, using the wind to cause it to happen. So over here you're going to be using the gravity to make that happen. You put it in a high place and it sort of like rolls away because they're lighter. Or you put it into a kvora. It's like a sieve, and so then it'll function like a sifter, that it's sifting out the moitz. So both of those are aser. But if a person just wants to use that like a basket to pour the stuff into the avos for the animal to eat, and because all of the issues over here really dealing with feeding animals, so the fact that some of it flies away, that's not his kavana, and it's not a psik reisha, and therefore that's mutter. Aleph, and karvin meshu kamarake, because it's that would be sifting, or like sifting. Okay, hatavin, humash mechatkin hakash b'marigin, you take the straw. You cut it up with some type of a chopping thing, which you chop it up. Question called Znav Hashibrolis Tevin. So you make all of the extra pieces into like straw. The moitz is kind of Hashibrolis Elyon. The moitz is from the actual husk itself, which is the Michael Behemoth. The animals don't eat that part. So they would process this to get the moitz out so that the animal would eat the straw part, which is that it does eat. So that's aser. So a person would actually sift out the psalus, so that's merakin. Even though right now nothing is really edible, but that's the part of the process of making it ready to make it into flour, etc. Some of it falls through the cracks, through the openings, but since you're not mechamen for that, and it's not a psikration that's going to happen, so it's mutter. Beis. Lo yimdoit odem sarim losses tithnei behemtoi, el mishar ba'omid daitoi. So the person would want to measure out a certain amount that he feeds the animals. You should not do with a measure, because medida is aser. There's not a real tzarech of the behema for that purpose. Even though you don't want to overfeed the animals, it's not healthy for them. So you can just estimate that that would be sufficient. Dalad lo yimdo dehainu b'klimida, you can't measure it in some type of a measuring container. Because it goes into the Isser Medida, which people would do for the purpose of selling. If it's not a measuring container, measuring utensil, but you know that it holds about a certain size, so putting into that, that's going to be mutter. That's included in the phrase of Meshayer Bo'emid B'daitoi. Vayim Bal Yerabba. So the Mechaber says he's Meshayer Bo'emid B'daitoi. He estimates. So since this other kli is not a measuring, so what the Mishabur is adding is, it's not only you just sit there and sort of like eyeball it with your eyes, you could actually put it into a kli, which is not a measuring utensil. So it's approximately a certain size, and that's okay. Even though you're, as it were, doing it with the purpose of measuring it, but that's okay. Okay. Fine. Gimel. Now, Gimel deals with making a type of a gruel to give to the animals. So you're mixing the bran together with water, so you can have a lisha issue over here. You're making some type of a mixture, So it gets involved into the Lisha issues. And this really, this sev over here complements the halachas of Lisha, which we had before in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph. Let's take a look first at the Bir Halacha. Okay. Hinei Binyan Nesinas Mayim L'Mursin. So adding water to Mursin, Mursin is bran. Pligi Ba Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Rehuda. Rabbi Machmer. Rabbi hold just adding the liquid without any process of stirring it already is called the malacha of Lisha. Rabbi Huda Mekulachila. He holds that the malacha of Lisha has to be that you have to actually have to stir it together. So just adding the water is not Lisha Bachlau. Not only is it not deraisa, but it's actually mutter. Now, v'yeshtam mishnah b'perek baso, the Shabbos k'rabbi Yisrael b'Yehuda. There's a stam mishnah in the last perek in Shabbos that it's mutter, like Yisrael b'Yehuda. Or perek kama k'rabbi, there's a stam mishnah in the first perek, like Rabbi, that it's aser. So now what do you do? We have these two stam mishnayas. V'das arif v'rama maharosh lipsa k'stam baso l'hakel. So the rif, the ramam, and the rosh, and that's a pretty heavy lineup. All paskin like the stomach basra, and we apply the rule when you have a stira machlokes between two stomach shnayas. And generally, we follow basra is we follow the basra and halacha. So that's the rif, the rosh, and the rama. We each pushkim shesarvin the rami mitz the balachumas smag with the rami agos marmani we gamma mordechai. The kim and the cholkim as stomis adori. Well, we have. I skipped the line. Go back a step. Sorry. V'av the baal makamel and halacha k'rabbi mechaveroi halacha stam and basra adif. So they pass it the stam basra, and that overrides the rule which we have in Shas of halacha k'rabbi mechaveroi. But there's yesh person shesayvrim, skipping the bracket. The kima the cholkim stam as hadari hadrinam leklal of the halacha k'rabbi mechaveroi stam mishnah against rabbis. It's fine, but if you have a stir in Stam Mishnayis, so you're back to, they cancel out, you're left with the general rule, Allah HaKrebi Mechaveiroi, so then adding the liquid into the Mursin, even though you're not stirring it at all, would be Issa Deraisa. Okay, Medasa Mechaber, it's in the Lahaka Basina Samayim. So the Mechaber brings the opinion that it's Mutter, as is the Iker Psaak, with Tophas Adei Akhren, Rak B'Shem Yesherm, Oisrim. And he says the second opinion in the language of a yesh. So that's the general rule. When the Mechaber brings two opinions, it says one opinion is a stam, one opinion is a yesh. The Ikar Psak is like this, is the one he presents as a stam. Why does he do that? Mishum da rif v'rosh ha-ramam kaimer b'zeh b'chad ha-shitza. Because the rif, the rosh, and the ramam all follow the same opinion. So the Beis Yosef, in his introduction to the tour, writes that the three basic pillars of Haruah and Klaisa were the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam, and he's going to generally follow as a general rule when you have a machlok between them, he will follow the two over the one. So if the Rif and the Rambam agree against the Rosh, he'll pass like the Rif and the Rambam, etc. But if all three agree, so then it's no Shiloh that you're going to follow the opinion of the Rish, according to the Beis Yosef's approach of the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. Now, Zot Mishavura Be'emes, it's not just the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. Kenu Gam Ken Das Harach to Ben Chananel, which the Ramban writes that Ben Chananel has the weight of a Goyin, because called Divrei, the Vor of Divrei Kabbalah, he was really the Ben Chananel was the transition generation from the Goyinim into the Rishonim, but he's a Talmud of the Goyinim. So Ramban writes in one place, they called the word of the Kabbalah. Everything he has been Masarah from the Gardener, so we have to give it the weight of a Goyim. So we have the Rach like that also, and the Razor, Ramban, B'Muhammad, Saran, B'Rakech, B'Zeruah, B'Ben Yeruchim, B'Miri, Kul, Pasuk, B'Rivias, B'Rivihuda. Okay. Now, Zach the Mishra, that's the real Lachavaiter. This argument is not only by a case of Morrison, it's also true when you add it to flour or to dirt or etc. The Rebbe Mechai Rebbe Yehuda Poter Achi Gabel. But because welcome Yeshiva the Rabbanan, I feel the Rabbi Yisrael Behuda, but Nesina's mind the Seicha Kemach Ba'Afer Vatit Shem Yabel LeGabel. So Rabbi Yisrael Behuda agrees that that case is not the Raisa, but there's also Mirabbanan, because we're afraid once you're going to add it, you might stir it. Over here we're saying it's Mutar LeChachila. We're not Geizer that if you added the water, you might stir it.
By where?
By Mursin. According to Rabbi Yisrael Behuda, adding water to Mursin is Mutar. Adding water to Kemach is also Mirabbanan. So he wants to know what's the difference. So like this. Das Rambam Mishum the Afilu ki Giblo less bay is the Raisa the Kamei Lekachol Gazal Nesina Samayim. The Rambam holds that the Gemara argues in Rabbi Yisrael Behuda that something which is not a bar Gibel might have a different din. So Mersin doesn't really mix, the brand doesn't really mix well together with the water. As opposed to with flour, you get dough, or with, you know, when you add it to dirt, you get this thick, you get thick mud. It just remains like this. It doesn't really absorb. So it remains like a liquidy mass. So Rama holds that's called not a bar gibol. And not a bar gibol, there's no din of leisha, even if you stir it to rice. So therefore, they didn't answer Nesina Samai. So that's one explanation. If you disagree with the Rambam, there is Lisha Deraisa when you stir it. So we're back to why did they make a Gzeira Mirabonin to add it? Since this was a standard food that they would give to the animals, and the person needs to prepare this food. So therefore, they were matarit. They didn't ask the rabbanon. Fees times that gamma kemach yim mutter nesinas amayim keshu tzarach lahechel loifis kama mursin ayin eshinui. Okay.
What's mursin?
Mursin is bran. Okay. So. If it means midrash, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not osur. Chazal asked it. If there's a tzarach of the behemah, they were matir it. With as long as there's a shinui. Vidaoid. Next point. The b'diavad im gibel mursin, a person did stir it together. That's Rambam, but the potter mishum the labar gibel, like we said from the Rambam. The Rambam holds it never really mixes, and therefore, even a person stirs it, there's not going to be a malach of the raisa.
It doesn't mix.
It doesn't really mix. It just remains water, and the solid remains distinct and separate from the. It doesn't absorb the water. So it becomes like a liquidy mass. If you have thick sand, you add water to it, you get water and sand. You don't really get a mixture. That's the opinion of the Rambam. The sand is not bar gibel, even if you stir it, it's not going to be the raisa. Chedadas a riff a Rashi perik beis dal debeya the bay for eno bar gibel I feel like ki gibel potter. So that's the approach of these rishonim. However, our harbor rishonim cholkam azeb. They say the exact opposite. Loi matoyes b'shabbos yitches rabbi perikches Rosh Raran Rosh b'shom the thrill of the hipuch. That. Rabbi Yisrael Behuda's argument is that just adding the liquid doesn't really do anything. Because there's a whole other step of stirring it together and making the mass, which you didn't do yet. So therefore, just adding the water liquid is not the raisa. But something which you never do the second step because it doesn't really work, then even Rabbi Yisrael Behuda agrees adding liquid is the raisa. That he agrees to Rebbe in that situation.
I still don't understand this. What kind of things are we talking about? It has to be some level of mixing, though, right? Or else it's just not barley shudder, I imagine.
Well,
if it's potatoes, I need some water to it. That's not leisha. It's not going to be megavil, but it's also not.
No, let's take an example: sand, right? So you have a bucket of sand, dry sand. And you add water to it, so it doesn't. It's thick sand.
So form, it kind of unifies, but it doesn't form like a dummy kind of thing.
It doesn't really become. It doesn't really absorb, and it doesn't absorb. But the mice,
it's unified in some way.
It does unify to some extent. Okay. And I think I mentioned to you that when you did Shin Chaval, you know, if it remains totally a liquid and pours just like a liquid, that's not, that's, you know, a person adds cocoa to his chocolate, you know, milk, he makes chocolate milk, it's not called Lisha.
Right. Right. Well, if it's solid and liquid, it would remain totally distinct.
Right. Right.
What well, if the solid and the liquid would be totally distinct?
If they're totally distinct, that there's, you know, there's no mass at all. It's just clearly mamash. It's just something floating in water. That's not lisha. Well, Cain, but according to Tosis and the Rosh, be'efer uchal agas chayv take a mishnasu b'mayim. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda. But they disagree with the definition of bargibul, and they feel mursin is a bargibul, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda argues and says it's ashi gabul. He'll the pot of base the sinas of mayim a chay kishagibul ikemoy kemach. Because of a mursin of a moitz pashut dein a bargibul l'kol yama l'das elu rishonim yesh b'huchi of chatas kishanoisin by mayim b'shabbos. So you have this mamish, mina kotza la kotza, b'choikis. Okay, now let's see the sif. So let's just review the points outside before we see the sif. Okay, so we have b'choikis Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda, whether the malacha of Lisha starts when the person puts the solid liquid together in the same container. Either he pours the liquid into the solid into the liquid, doesn't make a difference. I mean, you know, maybe it's called a shinui, but you know, that's the process. Or it's only once the person actually starts to do some action of stirring it together, mixing it together. So Rebbe holds the chiyah was immediate. Rebbe Yehuda holds that the chiyah was not immediate. It only starts in the second stage. We have a chalukas b'sharim who we paskin like. The Rif, the Rosh and the Rambam paskin all like a Rebbe Yehuda that the first stage is not chayiv. On the other hand, you have the Sefer HaTrumas and others, which Paskin, the Baal HaTrumas, the Smag and the Smag, and the Urayim, which Paskin, like Rebbe. Okay. Shulchan Aruch holds Ikar Pesach is like that first opinion.
Like Rebbe Yosef.
Like Rebbe Yehuda. Okay, now, then, we pointed out that this is unique from the case of, even according to Rebbe Yehuda, where By flour and water, it's not the raisa, but it's also midrabanan. Over here, it's not usur at all. Why is that? We gave two reasons. The second reason we gave is because it's a tzarcha of the behema. First reason was according to the language, the argument of the Rambam, who applies the din of by mursin. He calls mursin elabar gibel, and he learns elabar gibel means that it never becomes the raisa even when you stir it. So the whole thing is the rabbanan. So they didn't usur the first step of just putting the ingredients together in the container. And that itself is a machloikis. That's the approach of the Rambam. Someone's not a bar gibel. Not only is adding putting the liquid in the salad together not the raisa, but even stirring it is not the raisa. And that's the shita of the riff of the Rashi as well, the riff and Rashi as well. However, Tosis and the Rosh learn the opposite. That someone's not a bar gibel. Then even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the chiyuv starts when you put the liquid and the salad together in the container. And they also happen to argue in the Rambam that they learn that mursin is called bar gibul. If that sounds confusing, it's because it is. Suck the sif. Gimel. Ain't gaivlin mursin the behema or the tana gaivlin. You cannot stir together the bran with the liquid for a behema or for a tana gaivlin. I'm anointed by mayim, but you can, without stirring, you can add water, and we're going to actually allow you to stir it in a way which is considered a significant shinui. So, what is a valid shinui? So, he's going to give us a few examples. Umavar b'tarvid imakol shesiv ariv. One option is he can take a tarvid as like a spoon. Mamakal is like a stick, and he can move it in crisscross motions. So as opposed to stirring, which goes around, you're going to go like this, and like this. It doesn't really do that much. So now the Chazon Ish holds that you actually have to remove the spoon after each cross motion. So you go, let's say, from directly in front of you towards you, take the spoon out, put it on your left, go to the right, take the spoon out, and do that again. Because if you don't do that, you're going to end up with a stir. You go here, and you go there, you basically end up doing a stirring motion. Mishabur does not mention such a requirement. But it's interesting. It's a good point. So that's clearly doesn't mix it well, and it's clearly a shinui, and that's why they were matter that's a valid shinui to be matter. Okay. So that he's not moving it around, so that's mutter. Or umenaro mikli al kli kadeshi yisar. He can pour it from one container to another, and as he does that, you'll get some mixture, some act of mixing take place. Again, it's not a very effective way, and that's why it's a valid shinui. You're allowed to do this shinui in one kli. Then you can then portion it out into smaller containers. And the original container, which you're mixing it all together, even can be a very large amount. Assuming that you need that for Shabbos, otherwise it's a tircha. If you don't say the fact that he's doing such a large amount looks like he's doing it for some other purpose than just feeding the animals. So we don't say that. Like the Mechaber does bring an opinion that says that the stirring, changing, doing a shitting of the stirring is too late because just putting the liquid and the salt together in the same container is a problem. You can't add the liquid and the salt together. The Mishnah says you do shesi wariv. In a case where it already had the liquid had been added before Shabbos, so that step is totally done. So you're only grappling with the second stage. Somebody said, shesi wariv is a valid shini to address the mixing stage. Okay, Zok Mishnah Berurah. Hey, and Gavon after Eino Bar Gibel.
What?
Govlin, yeah, Gibel. Yeah. So according to the Rambam, it's not a Bar Gibel. Come welcome, Gavon Rabbanon. Shema Yavu LeGabel Kemach the Chayv Mishum Lash. It's only the Rabbanon according to the Rambam. Because I'll answer it up to. If you might end up doing it with flour, but that's how we shut off with Morsin Chayv Mishum Losh Lambir Loch, and then the Mishnah Berurah brought at the end, and the Berurah brought at the end that Tosis and the Rosh disagree with the Rambam. They all that Morsin is a Bar Gibel, A and B. They hold Bar Gibel doesn't make it, even if it's not a Bar Gibel, doesn't make it not Lisha. Adar makes it even more Lisha. So they have a two way argument against the Rambam why Morsin is chayiv the raisa of vav Morsin bein chilek bein imagabel harbe or maat maat. There's no difference over here if he does a large amount at one time or he does a small amount small amounts. It's still not going to be mutter. If we don't say that the person wants to be gavul in the regular fashion, not with a shinui. Morsin in small amounts, that does not make it mutter. Bir Lacha touches on it a little bit, okay. Unless about Kamai. We said, however, that the Isser is only the Isser is the stirring process, but adding the liquid and the salad together is not a problem. Now, Mishabura, Zayim. We must let in Mayim the Secha Kemach Wevin Zayim Ratash, because it is a totally Beshita Sapoiskim. The Ramah also Beshari Poiskim is Mutter. To do this with Kemach, so the Ramah said that Kemach is also Rabbonon, Kemach would be a derisive if he'd stir it. So Chazal asked adding it. Whereas by Morsin, according to the Rambam, it's not a derisa even if he stirs it, therefore Chazal did not aser it. But according to the other Rishonim, which hold that that by more, so there is a chiyuv d'oraisa. So you have to say that we were matir because of the tzarcha lebehema. So matir tzarcha lebehema. So who then you can be matir even kemach. My Matasha goes to the Zet type of Peshit is a poiskim, like the Biral Loha pointed out. The Rama also sharp poiskim is bunter. And this is all again, according to the first opinion, we pass the Gurus of Yehuda, just adding the liquid and salt in the same container is not a problem. The only problem is that when you stir it, fine. But according to the second opinion, that just putting the two together in the container is a problem, even without any stirring. The seal of the filler of the worsen also lit in my mishum and seal of my zel gibul. So koshkan the seal of kamak duba klal gibul. So for sure, adding water to flour is gibul, and that's pasha.
Why? In one case, this is the last step, though. Is it really a kavachomer this way? The kamak, the real gibul, is when you actually need it.
But the Yeshua is a pasul krevi.
Okay.
Right, saying, according to the Yeshua, we also adding mayim into morse, and so Kolshkin, you're also adding mayim into kemach. Yeah.
According to who, Rabbi?
According to Rabbi. Right. Yes. Kim and Shainoi, that since it's not Mimaris Biyadri, Mesavi, Betarbet, Ramakal is mutter. Of Mimaris, Mesavi, Betarbet, near Kolosh. But if a person would stir it in some way, that taka looks like losh. I'm not sure why it says near a kalosh. One second. If it's mesavev, memaris, or mesavev betarbet. Mesavev means he's stirring with a spoon. Memaris, I'm not sure. Near a kalosh. Near a kalosh. Well, according to the Rambam, that Merson is not a bergibul. So even if he actually stirs it, it's not going to be the rice. So maybe he's going on the Rambam.
Yeah,
the Shartzin says the Rambam. Involved. Okay, yeah, okay, good. Fine. Test.
What?
The Mishnah Berurah says near a kalosh. So according to the Rambam, that's correct, because Rambam learns that Merson is not a bergibul. A, and Rambam learns that something's not a bergibul, even when you stir it, it's not the rice. So the Mishnah Berurah said, if stirring it, it looks like losh. The Shartzi and Nevov says that's the Rambam, but according to the other Rishonim, that you don't say such that not a regibul doesn't make it. That's not a deraisa, so you wouldn't say near a kalosh would be losh. So you can do a filo kurayim. Who shares that tzarach lo the chalak of lamb? He needs it for his animals. Boisa yom haShabbos, sometime during Shabbos. Abdevachi also lechorach tircha do yitzvicha. Otherwise, you have an issur of tircha. V'yesh oisrim. Then the second opinion over here said that you cannot add the water to the morsum. Kudas balachumois b'siyato the poskin to Rabbi the sirlo the sinas of mayim lechud chayim mishum gibel. Just adding water to the item is a problem. The raisa. Bekemach, it's true by flour. Ube mursin, and it's also true by bran as well. Ube efer, ube choldover, according to them. Again, tzarach sheitan alav ha'mayim b'vayoyim. The only case where this is relevant to discuss doing a shini in the stirring is that the water was added before Shabbos. Filahachi also l'b'yal b'mocher b'hedim loy b'halachas shesivor. And let me say, even though he already added the water before Shabbos, which according to Rebbe, he started the leisha process. So you might argue the leisha has been done already. So now stirring it is not the raisa, and therefore we should be matter doing it. We should matter it. No, that's wrong. Rebbe doesn't preclude that the second stage of stirring it is also called leisha. So putting the liquid and the salad together. In the container is leisha, and then stirring it is also leisha. So you're dealing with the potential of the raisa. So we only matter if a person does it with the shini of shesivor, which is a significant shini. Then the Ramah said, "Vayinli el b'sim shin chaval sif tezayin the gavishum b'chardol ketsa noyegin."
What are the what? The bran together and stirring them are leisha.
according to Rebbe, that the malach of Elisha starts when you add, when you put the liquid and the salt together in the container, even without stirring it. He doesn't mean if you stir it, you're not chayav because of Elisha. There's both steps that would be a chayav Elisha. What?
No, he certainly does.
He certainly does, but that's what Mishnah's Berurah is pointing out. Don't think that he's saying that the malach of Elisha is just the first stage, and if the second stage is not the raisa, and therefore it's mutter, because you're ready before Shabbos. You already added the liquid to there, and it's sitting there already. So maybe on Shabbos I'm allowed to stir it. No, you can't do that. You can do Shasi Varev, which that's a significant cheating. That's mutter. Yeah. Yud Aleph. Ratzalarma, the Shomni's bar, the Noigam Lahachma, Kasaras Balachuma, that we said before that we Lechachila, we're Machra, like the Balachuma. That it just even putting this liquid salt together in a container that they will sort of mix on their own is already ready to rise. It's called the Chayyim of the Bishas, the Chakke, Shlohat, Ayyadei, and Yehudi, Shani Yehudi, Yitan Amayim, Bishabas, Megabal, Ayyadei, Shinri, Hanal. So you can ask the Goy to do it. So adding the water, according to the Kipsak, the Shulchan Aruch, is not the rise. So it could be the Chachila, but sure, you can ask the Goy. And now the Gibel, that can be done yesterday by the Jew. You don't need to go ahead and do that part. Because that's once the Goy added the liquid, so the Jew can stir it with a shini. Now you have a problem with the attention of a bishul. I feel like in a Yehudi, Laris Miklavishan, because there you're asking the Goy to cook it. And that's a psigratia. Or it's more than psigratia. You know, that's the purpose. So asking Goy to do that, you're asking Goy to do a Mir Lachman of the Raisa. That's not mutter. Also, for any Yehudi, Laris Miklavishan Mishum Avashal. Al Yara, any Yehudi, Mitkila, Maim, Miklisheni, put it in the Klisheni Rachakach, Yishbech, Maim, Alam Worsen, then you pour from Miklisheni. Okay. Without the Worsen, and Iskrim Shachonar, who Klippas Atmuah, and Yisharis Benafel, Kishem Nafel, by Esakemach. It's the husk of the grain which remains in the sieve after you. You sift your flour. So that's what happened to it. And in Moed, and the sheriff's base hadisha l'niska par b'shulchan aruch. Moed is not. We're not discussing what's the status of the shaf. V'amir lochash v'ra'ad the lean moed v'ra'ad yesh lizor shal yitan amayim ba'atzma b'shabes haber gula rishon b'chabes emeshum lisha. So moed could be even more would. Moitz, why is it more chomer? Okay. You know, let's hold it here. Bir Elocha, and then we'll hold it. Okay, first Bir Elocha, let's do the second one first. Maver, so there is an opinion in Elocha which says Maver means you get to do one chassis and one Erev. Of course, stirring over here. But basically, the Bachelor is telling the Lord, I feel the Maver come upon me, chassis of Erev. It's Motor, Kim, then my Maris, Biyodo, I will Mesav, Bamako. He's not mixing it around in any type of the normal stirring fashion. So, so it is. Is mutter. Now, Morrison. Okay, let's. That's. I can't get involved in that one. Fine. So we'll hold it here.